Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf tes. You all have to put on your thinking caps because we're going to do some calculations today in the Gemara, as you will see. First calculation we're going to deal with is what we discussed already briefly yesterday, and we're going to go into greater detail today. And that is that the Gemara told us yesterday that the Romans fought against the Greeks, the Roimoi, against the Yevanoi, the Gemara called it, the Romans against the Greeks, for 32 battles. At the end of the 32 battles, they said, I have good news for you, we've taken the Jews as our allies, and therefore we're going to win. And in fact, the Romans vanquished and conquered the Greeks. And because the Jews had agreed to be their allies, they made up a deal with them, and that is, we're going to share power. How are we going to share power? Either we will supply the malachim, the kings, and you, the Jews, will supply the governors, or fakert, we'll supply the governors and you'll supply the kings, presumably on some sort of rotation basis. And the Gemara told us yesterday that in fact the Romans kept to their word for 26 years. But at the end of the 26 years, they said, Shen genug, ad kan oimrim b'shabbos agudol. And then they took over and they subjugated the heathen for the next umpteen years. And we're going to discuss that in greater detail. So the Gemara told us about this 26 years. And the Gemara wants to know, what is the basis? Where did we take this 26 years from? If you want to see specifically, this is about 8-9 lines before the wide lines on Ches Amid Beis, where the Gemara said, Esrin v'shis shonen. Where do you take this from, these 26 years? And then the Gemara told us a story. We're not going to go through the entire story. We're only going to focus on that part which is essential for today's calculations. What was the story? Dom Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana told, Kishachol Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was sick. Sholchulei. The Talmidim sent him the following. Rabbi, meaning Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Could you please repeat two or three nice things that you told us in the name of your father, which of course was Rabbi Yossi, who we have frequently throughout the Shas. And apparently, specifically, we're not so much interested on this occasion in the Shiurim, the Droshes, the Divrei Torah. We wanted to know a little bit more about the history of Klal Yisrael and of the second Beis Hamikdash. Is Omelahu, Sir Bishmol Rabbi Yossi said to those Talmidim, I want you to know there are certain major timelines, whilst the second Beis Hamikdash was standing, and that is Meya Ushmoinim Mishana, Koidim Shenecher Babayis, 180 years before the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, Pashta Malchus Harishoa Al Yisrael. Malchus Yeshua is always a reference to the Roman Empire. In the Roman Empire, they took over and subjugated Klal Yisrael. This is 180 years before the Charban. And then the Gemara tells us other timelines about Gozer Tumal Eretz Amim, on when the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGozes, but that's not essential for today. What we need to know is that the Romans subjugated the Jews 180 years prior to the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Now let's skip all the way down to the final line of Ches Amid Beis, which is the beginning of today's daf. Meya Ushmoinim Vesu Loi. Was it only for 180 years that they took over and they subjugated the Jews under their reign, under their regime? So remember now we have two figures that we have to keep in mind. The 26 years when they were still allied together with the Jews, and that alliance took place, remember, right after the Romans conquered the Greeks. Greeks previously were in charge. The Romans won. For the first 26 years, they were, quote-unquote, nice to the Jewish people because they kept their word about sharing power. But after the 26 years, that was all over. And the Gemara is going to tell us that the Meya Shmoinim Shana that we just spoke about now, that started immediately at the conclusion of the 26 years, meaning that the Romans were in charge 206 years altogether, 180 plus 26, but the first 26 years after vanquishing the Greeks. They shared power. After the 26 years, then they took over altogether and subjugated the Jews to them. That's 206 altogether. As the Mordechai will explain. Rabbi taught that Malchus Poras. Now, from here, for the next four lines, the Gemara is going to tell us all of the years of the second Beis Hamikdash. As you're all aware, the first Beis Hamikdash was 410 years in duration. The second Beis Hamikdash was 420. And now we're describing the 420 years. And the Gemara tells us Malchus Paras, those are the Persians, sounds familiar. Bifnei Habayis means that they were in control from the time of the building of the second Beis Hamikdash for Shloishim B'Arba Shana, for the first 34 years. And Rashi points out that Koirosh was the one that initially permitted them to go and build the second Beis Hamikdash. And then Daryovish took over, etc., etc. That was the time of the Persians. After 34 years were over, then Malchus Yamin, then the Greeks took over. And they were Malchus Yamin, Bifnei Abayis, Meya, Ushmoinim Shana. For 180 years, they were in control. So anybody knows how much 34 and 180, how much that adds up to? 214, exactly right. 180 and 34, 214. Now, over the next 206 years, because 214 plus 206 gets you to 420, we have Malchus Chashmenoi, and then after that, the Malchus Beis Hurdus, they were in charge, half and half, meaning Malchus Chashmenoi Bifnei Abayis, Meya B'Shogosh, 103 years, Chashmenoi, that's when they defeated the Yevonim, and Malchus Beis Hurdus, Meya B'Shogosh, was another 103 years. So therefore, we started off with 34, we added 180, that was 214, then we added another 103 and another 103, two times the 103 is 206, 214 and the 206 gets us to 420, the Cheshbon stims very nicely. Mikan Ve'elech, from after this point, this is now, unfortunately, the time of the Chorban Abayis, the 420 years have ended, from now on. If you are telling a story, or you're writing a shtar, and you're trying to give a date, until now you could have spoken about the various years as the Beis Hamikdash was standing. Now that the Beis Hamikdash is no longer standing, so when you're telling someone a story about an Adam Godoil, you're talking a story about current events, whatever, you're trying to pinpoint what date, so then you'll say, it's the second year since the Chorban Abayis, the 10th year, the 20th year, the 50th year. Good. With this, we have now concluded the Braisa of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi. Now the Gemara is Medayik. Alma Mosan Vishis Hava. We see that the Romans were in control for 206 years. Now the truth of the matter is, in the Braisa that we just quoted, the name Romans was not mentioned even once. However, since we know that the Chashmonaim were the ones that defeated the Yevonim, that's the famous Hanukkah story. What our Gemara is telling us is the Chashmonaim also were helped by, assisted by the Romans. They worked hand in hand. So when did they take over from the Yevonim? 206 years before the Chorban Abayis. How do I know on 206? Because we just said that after the Yevonim's turn ended, Chashmonaim took over for 103, Hordes for another 103, 206 years. Now, during that 206 years, the Romans were in control for the final 180 years. How do I know? Because that was the story that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was saying in the name of his father, that Meya Shmuinim Shana Koidim Shenechu Rabayis Pashta Malchus Rishon Al Yisrael. So therefore, even though nominally the Jews were in charge of their own affairs, the Chashmonaim and the Beis Hurdus, but on top of them was the Roman Empire that was ultimately the one that was in control. Okay, anyway, so now the question is, you're telling me that the Yevonim were defeated after their reign of 180 years, and subsequent to that there were 206 years, Chashmonaim and Hurdus. But of that 206 years, the final 180 years, both the Malchus Chashmonoi and the Malchus Beis Hurdus were under the dominion of the Romans. So that's 206 years. So why did you say that only 180 years before the Chorban HaBayis, Pashta Malchus Rishoa Al Yisrael, was 206 years? And the answer is because the first 26 years they had joined
custody,
or whatever, they had a shared regime type of arrangement. That was the Chashmonaim together with the Romans. That was for 26 years. At the end of the 26 years, the Romans dumped the Jews and said, we're now in control over everything. So you take the 206 and you subtract the 26, and that's how you're left with the 180 years. So that's pretty straightforward. Getting back to Gemara, Alma, fifth line from the top, Alma Mosen Vishisava. We see that the Romans were really in control for the 206, meaning starting. The reason why we assume Romans are controlled, because the Gemara said that's the Romans that defeated the Yavanim. The Yavanim being, of course, the Greeks. The Greeks were defeated, and right after that, from that point until the Chorban HaBayis, there were 206 years left. 103 plus 103. If they're in control, they won, they beat the Yavanim, so then it's not 180 years before the Chorban HaBayis, the Romans took over. It's 206 years they took over. It's the Chasim in the first 26. They didn't take over totally because they were willing to share power with the Jews. So Alma Mosa Mishisava, Liat Amres Meir Shmoinim Hava. So we have a discrepancy of 26 years. Le'esim Mishis Shonin, Kom Vem Nesai Bad Yisrael. They kept their word to the Jews, and they were not mishabed them, they didn't go and subjugate them, they didn't subdue them, they allowed them to share control. And that's the reason why we don't discuss that 26-year period when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said in the name of his father, we only talk about the 180 years when they were exclusively in power. We don't talk about the prior 26 since there was a power-sharing arrangement. With this, we've concluded that shtickle regarding the 26 and the 180. And now the Gemara continues, Omra Papa. We're now focusing on that last shtickle, and that is after the 420 years of the Chorban HaBayis, the Gemara says, Mikan Ve'eilech, Tzeva Chashoiv Kameshonim, if you are discussing a matter, you're talking about someone who passed away, someone who was born, any type of historical event, then don't bother cheshvening from earlier years, just start from the Chorban HaBayis. It makes things natural and easy to determine that that's a standard that everybody can live with. Okay, but as we'll see in a moment, the Sofrim in Eretz Yisrael did not live with that standard, but rather when they wrote Shtarois, they dated it from the beginning of Malchus Yavan, all the way back to Malchus Yavan. The reason is because the Greeks were very happy with that, and that became the standard not only by the Jewish Sofrim, but also by the Goyim, and therefore this was something that everybody counted and knew how to count and all the rest. Amra Papa, Itoi Haitana, Vuloyoda, Proti Kamahava. If the Tana we don't mean a Tana like in the Mishnayos or the Brises. We're really referring to an Amoira. However, the Amoira, very often the Gemara quotes Toni, someone, and repeats that to his Rebbe. So the Tana very often is referring to an Amoira that had a comprehensive knowledge of all the Mishnayos and all the Brises. And then Tana, he would go and repeat it in front of his Rebbe, since they didn't have any printed editions. So Omer HaPapa, Itoi Haitana. If you have a Tana, a person from our Amoroi period, because as you know, Rapapa was from the final Amoroi, Itoi Haitana, Vula Yoda Proti Kamahava. If he cannot remember exactly the dates that we need to focus on, Lishailu the Safra, he should go and ask the Soifer, Kama Kosev, how much did he write in Ishtar? V'nitfi alayu esrim shanim, and just add 20 more years to that cheshbon of what the Sofer wrote. U'mashkechei v'chumrei, then he'll be able to figure out his cheshbon. The word chumrei means the total. How do you get to this 20-year business? So the Sofrim, what they did was they would go and in Eretz Yisrael. Remember, we had a Sefer Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says over there that from Nisan, they would start counting the years of the new Malachim for purposes of Shtoreis. Here says Rashi, that was an Eretz Yisrael. The Goyla, they would be Moina, they would go and count to the Malchus Yavin. So now, how much, and we're talking about the beginning of Malchus Yavin. When was the beginning of Malchus Yavin? It was after 34 years of the first Beis Hamikdash. Sorry, of the second Beis Hamikdash. Like you had there at the top of the Amud, Malchus Paras was Bifnei Habayis, Shloish in the Arba Shana. Then the Malchus Yavin took over for the next 180 years. Okay, so now, if you take the entire 420, which was the duration of the second Beis Hamikdash, we're going to subtract from that 34 years. So if you take 420, you subtract 36, how much do we get to? Anybody want to take a guess? Why don't we assume 384? Right? Does that sound right?
Good assumption.
Yeah, 384, no, that doesn't work. Because 384 and 34, we're not there before 18. So that would be 386, 386 years. Because if you add to 386, add 30, gets you 416, add another 4, gets you to 420. So it's 386 years. However, Rashi points out that the first 6 years of the Yavan's reign, they didn't have the reign over the entire world, but rather only in a limited area called Elam. We have a reference to Elam in other Gemaras as well, that was a region, and that's where Yavan had its power base for the first 6 years. After that, it spread out all over. So therefore,
this
we're
is
not
34 from the inauguration of this second base.
34 years from the inauguration of the second Beis Hamikdash, second temple. So they, you see, if you go back to the top of the Amid, the Malchus Paras, the Persians, were in charge for 34 years, and then their kingdom ended, and then the Greeks took over. So that was 386 years before the Churban HaBayis. However, what our Gemara is telling us is, don't count 386, we're only going to count from 380, because that's when Nispashta, that's when they...
If you take 6 years, then
you have to remove the first 6 years, and then all the Sofrim would start finished art. So let's assume now, we're now at Churban Beis Hamikdash year. So then, in that year, they would be writing, this is the 380th year since the Malchus Yavan. Even though Malchus Yavan already ended, had terminated 206 years before, but that makes no difference. That was the custom and the standard of all of the Sofrim. They used to go and write 380. Okay. Now, 380 years after they started their reign, that was when the Churban HaBayis took place. Now that it's taken place, if you have a Sofer and he's writing in a Shtar, what is he writing in the Shtar? The Marshal, he's going to write in the Shtar, this year is year 400 of the Malchus of Yavan. Now, Rashi tells us that we're not going to focus on the big numbers because the big numbers were well known. We're only worried about the small numbers. When I say big numbers and small numbers, remember, the Papa is saying you have a Tanu who's trying to remember what's this year or last year or next year, whatever. So he doesn't have to worry about the big numbers because that everybody knew. If you want, even today, when we write the Jewish year of Tav Shin Pei He, as you all know, that's 785. But it's not 785, it's really 5,785. Why do we mention the 5,000? Because for the last 785 years, everybody knows we're already in the 5,000. We don't have to repeat that every time. That's where so Brother Chai is telling us very often, you'll see Tav Shin Pei He, and then they'll write Lamed Pei Kuf, which means Leprat Cotton. We're only focusing on the smaller numbers, and not on the bigger number, because the bigger number, everybody knows already that we're into 5,000. We don't have to tell everybody each time 5,000 Tav Shin Pei He. It hasn't been 4,000 Tav Shin Pei He for 1,000 years. So, Mitzshem soon, it'll be 6,000 years, and then Mashiach Mitzshem will be with us. Hopefully before that. But anyway, getting back to what we're discussing. So it is now, let us assume, the 20th year after the Churban HaBayis. And you have a Tana who wants to tell a story, and he wants to say, now in this year of the 20th year, or he's saying 8 years ago when it was the 20th year, and he doesn't remember exactly what it's 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. It's not like calendars that we have today, where you have books of 150-year calendars, or you can look it up and Google it and all that. He didn't have all of that. So now everything had to be committed to memory. That being the case, the Tana said, don't remember what this year is. can't remember. So we give him an etzer. Go to your local sofer and ask him, what are you writing in terms of the dating of this year? So since it's 20 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, he's going to write in his documents, year 400. Remember, because we're starting all the way from the beginning of Malchus Yavan, which was 380 years before the Churban HaBayis. It's now the 20th year later. At 22, 380 is 400. Once he sees 400, then what this Talmud has to do, says Rapap, is just add 20 years to that number. Take off the 400, because everybody knew that. So you add 20 to 00, it's 20. Oh, that's Taka the answer. It's the 20th year since the Churban HaBayis. Okay, let's give another example, just to go through it again. Again, let's assume that this year happens to be now the 50th year since the Churban HaBayis. Now the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so now 50 years later, the Tana doesn't remember, is this year 50, is it 49, is it 48, is it 51? Ich weiß nicht. But it's the 50th year. The best thing is go to your local cipher and ask him what is he writing in his shtaris. So he will write in his shtaris that it's year 430. Why 430? Because he starts from the Malchus Yavin, which is 380 before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's 50 years after that, so now he writes 430 in his document. Oh, Tana, adds 20 years to the smaller number, to the 30, that will give you 50. Oh, this year is year number 50.
Let's go. Where do you get the
30? I'm sorry?
Where do you get the 30?
Okay, we got the 30 from that it is now the 50th year after the Churban Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
We ask the Sofrim, what do they write in their documents? The documents, they always start...
430, so he takes off, cuts the 400.
We always start from the beginning of Malchus Yavan. Malchus Yavan lasted for 380, it didn't last for 380 years.
It was 386, but we cut off 6.
It was 386, we caught off the 6, and we're starting now that their reign began 380 years before the Churban HaBayis. 380. And even though they haven't been in rain, the rain has fallen a long time ago, and now the rain has dried up, and the Romans have taken over. But nevertheless, that became the standard among the Sofrim, that it was, they start counting in their documents from 380. Okay, so now, as an example, today is the 50th year since the Churban HaBayis. So what would they write in Bill? What would they write in their documents if it's 380? We start from 380, and then we added 50 more. 380 plus 50 is 430. So now I, the Tana, who doesn't know what is the year this year, I get a copy of a document that was written today, yesterday, whatever, it says on it, 430. Forget about the 400, that everybody knows 400, come on. Nah. But I'll add now 20 years to that, and 20 plus the 30 gets me to 50, which is exactly that year. So that was the eighth of Rapapa.
What do those 20 years represent? Additional 20 that he's adding.
He's adding 20 years, that's correct.
But why is he, what is that 20?
That's where Pop is giving an Eitzah Toivah. Yeah. For a person,
it's a
for
Tana. No, I'm saying, why did the Sofer add 20?
No, the Sofer doesn't
add. Why
do we add 20 years? If the Sofer, if we start from 380, you add...
I'm only interested in knowing what year post-Churban is.
Right.
So, for instance, we are now in the 50th year post-Churban. I just gave that as an example,
right.
50th year.
Right.
Okay, but I can't remember whether it's 49, 50, 51. So the Rav Papa says, I have an Eitzah Toivah for you. If you had your iPhone, you'd be able to Google it and find out in a second. But since you don't have your iPhone with you, what you should do is go to your local cipher. Whatever he writes in the document, add 20 years, and that will tell you...
Why did you add 20 years?
Because he's only saying 380. And if he had 2380, he's...
We're coming from the Churban.
So it's 20. It's 50 years after Churban, 100 years after Churban HaBayis. So you go to the sofer. What year are you writing in your shtaros? I'm writing 480. So... Right? Because you said...
In our example, we said 430, but you can have 480, and it's talking that's 100 years. Let's go to a new example. 100 years after the
arbitrary 20.
Right. It's not arbitrary. It's not arbitrary, because 380 is the beginning...
Of the Malchus Yavan.
Malchus Yavan.
Okay, so...
Forget about the sins, okay.
Okay. So it's 380. It's 380, okay?
Right.
So 380. So you want to know, what are the small numbers to add on?
Right.
They're always going to be 20 years behind the actual year from Churban HaBayis. Because if Churban HaBayis is...
No, I understand.
200 years ago.
Why are they 20 years? That's what I'm asking. Why?
So let's see the
Gemara. Okay, right.
400 is a big number. 400 is a big number.
Amra Papa, Itoi Haitana Vulayoda Proti Kamahavi. He doesn't remember the small numbers. The big numbers everybody remembers. I know it's 5,000. I know it's 300 or 400. Can't remember whether it's 20, 30, 50. Let him go to the local cipher and see Kamaksiv. How much did he write in his shtar? The Nitfi Elayu and add to that Esrim Shan.
It tops it off 20. To 400. It tops off the 380 to 400, and now you can drop it.
With that, he will get his total. The Simonech, in case you're wondering, how am I going to remember that? The Pasik. Zeli Esrim Shana Beveisecha. What is this pasuk talking about? Not talking about the Migdash. This is talking about Yaakov Avinu discussing with Lavan what he's entitled to in terms of getting paid for all this hard work. So if you look back at number one of Torah Rishonim, Zeli Esrim Shon B'Beisecha, Avar Ticha, Arba Esri Shon B'Shtei V'Neisecha, 14 years for Rachel and Leah, V'Shei Shon B'Tzeinecha, 6 years subsequent to that, growing your Tzayin, V'Tachot Es Maskurti, Aser Es Moinim, whenever I was successful with whatever my rate was that we agreed to, you would go and switch it, and you would change it. Good. But anyway, see that Zeli Esrim Shana Beveisecha. So, what the Gemara is saying is that's an Eitzah Tov, a good mnemonic to remember. Since Veisecha, we're referring to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, add 20 years to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash date to figure out whatever the Sofer wrote, add 20 to that, and then you'll know.
The Prati, the small numbers.
Yeah, this Prati, the small number. Good. So, the final example, this is what Brother Barry suggested a moment ago. Let's not talk about 20 years or 50 years. Let's talk about 100 years after the Churban Bayis. And 100 years after the Churban Bayis, the person is wondering, is it 100, is it 99, is it 101? I can't remember. So what do you do? He goes over to the local cipher.
He says 80.
The local cipher says, he says to the cipher, can I see your documents? He shows him a document that he wrote that morning.
So what did it say?
It's 480 years since Malchus Yavin. So it's 480 years. Okay, but how does that help me? So the pump is very simple. Add 20 to that. When if add 20, that's going to make 480 into 500. Forget about the 500. Oh, so it's 100. And I know now it's 100 years since the Churban HaBayis, which Taka was. Right? That was the example, 100 years. Take whatever number he has and add 20 to it. Zokti Mora. What about the other way around? He told you Safra. The Sofer cannot remember. The Sofer is in the business of writing stories. He can't remember it. It's only this year, that year. Apparently he doesn't do this on a daily basis. Otherwise he'd look at the document from yesterday. But anyway, so the Sofer cannot remember. Nishaile Litana. Let's go and ask a Tana who's in the know. What year is that? Kamachoshim. The Nivtsu Minayu Esen Shonen. And then deduct from that 20 years. In other words, it works both ways. Just like we said, that if it's really 100 years after the Churban, so therefore the Sofer would have written 480, and the real year would be 100, but the Sofer doesn't remember. So go and ask the local Tana, and the Tana says, well, you know, it's 100 years since the Churban HaBayis. Ah, it's 100 years. Subtract 20, and then he knows that he has to put in 480. Nifta means to deduct, to subtract 20 years. And then he'll get his total. The simonech, so that you should be able to remember who is the one that subtracts and who's the one that adds. Safra b'tzira tana toisvoa. What does that mean? Rashi says the sofer is far more precise because the sofer is not only writing shtaris. He's, for instance, writing perhaps a sefer Torah. And in the sefer Torah, you have to be very makbid on chaseirois v'yaseirois. So he's very precise. And very often a word that we would spell as a longer word, he spells it as a shorter word because that's the Masoira of how you're supposed to write in the Sefer Torah. So the Safra Betzira, very often he will shorten the word. However, the Tana, the Tanoim, meaning over here the Amiroim, not only were they familiar with the Mishnayis and the prices, but they were also familiar with the Toisefta. Ah, so therefore that's an easy mnemonic to remember. Sofer, you're the one that subtracts the 20 years. Tana, you're the one that adds the 20 years. And that's the end of the shtickle. And now we go on. Yes?
When do you use the what shtaras do you use? Since the bleeds to control or from the Churban?
At that time, the Sofer used that for all shtaras. In other words, I don't know for religious ones, but at least for a sale for a loan, right? If you lent money one to the other, if you sold property one to the other, to
like we used to the Roman, whatever.
They went to the Greek reign from the beginning of the Greek reign, which was 380 years.
Did the Greeks keep that calendar also, or only
well, we did.
I know that our sufferim did. Presumably, the Greek sufferim did too. Presumably, this was a standard use throughout the world, and all the sufferim had a general agreement, whether it's for Gentiles, whether it's for Jews.
It was like Greenwich Mean Time It was a standard for people.
Standard use by everybody. Anyway, and we continue on now to a new set of cheshbonos. Tanit ve'Eliyo. This is a machloikis among the Achroinim, whether Tanit ve'Eliyo was Eliyo Hanavi, or whether he was a Tana by the name of Eliyo. But regardless, what did he write? He wrote Sheshes Alofim Shana Havi Olam. This is quite well known, that the world is expected to last for 6,000 years. And after that, he makes a Mashiach. And then there are other Gemaras that say that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to empty the world for 1,000 years and start all over again. But that's not our concern, and that's not our Gemara. What our Gemara is talking about is 6,000. How do you get to a Cheshbon 6,000? Shnei Alofim Toyu, 2,000 years of Toyu. Now, this Toyu doesn't mean like Toyu Vavoyu, that it was totally wasteland, but rather it means 2,000 years prior to the Torah being given. A world without Torah is a wasteland, is Toyu. That's the first 2,000 years. Shnei Alofim Toyu. After that, there were 2,000 years of Torah. From the time the Torah was given until it was delivered and blossomed and flourished among Klal Yisrael, that was the next 2,000 years. The final 2,000 years, Shnei Alofim Yemoisa Mashiach. Now, Yemoisa Mashiach could have, would have, should have come already in the year 4,000 or 4,001. However, B'mreseinu Shurabu, B'mreseinu Rabim, Yotzu Mehen Mashi Yotzu Mehen, unfortunately, we're still counting those years. Halavai, we wouldn't have to continue counting the 2,000 years. Halavai, it would already be. In other words, we should count it, but we should be able to count from the beginning of the Emoisa Mashiach, instead of still waiting and waiting when Mashiach will eventually arrive. And that is our fate because of Amir Yisrael. Okay, so says the Gemara now, very good, 2,000. Let's see how that works out. Dr. Gemara, Shnei Alofim Toyda Me'emas. When do you count this from? In neima mi matan Torah ad hashta leka kulihai. If you're talking about the real matan Torah, until the end of 4,000, you don't have 2,000 years. Tachima einesbu. If you really start looking at the numbers, you'll see it's trei alfi uprati. You have to add above uprati. It's 2,000 plus a prat. Tai alfa hu dahab. What does the Gemara mean? So now, many of you may remember from your younger years that Avraham Avinu was born in year 1948 from the beginning of Bria Sa'ilu. We don't mean 1948.
Right. That's an easy way to remember. It's an easy way to remember.
It's true. 100%. Easy way to remember. So Avraham Avinu was born in year 1948, Bria Sa'ilu. If you're wondering how do we arrive at that number, it's not difficult at all. What you have to do is look through Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Lech Lecha and keep on adding each new generation when they say, and this person became 100 years and he gave birth to this one, and this one became 250 years, he gave birth to his son. And so you have the 20 doiters starting from Adam Rishon to Avraham, you come up with the Cheshbon of 1948 altogether. The Nesina Satoira in Har Sinai was exactly 500 years later, on the year 2,448. Really? How do you get 500 years? Very simple. Avraham Avinu gave birth to Yitzchak when he was 100 years. And then we know that Klal Yisrael was going to be in Golus for 400 years, Arba Me'oishana, and then they were Nigal from Mitzrayim. You might have thought it's 400 years in Mitzrayim, and maybe originally they should have been in Mitzrayim for 400 years, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu did Kates Kol Boser Balafanei, Kodesh Baruch Hu, he shortened it by 190 Kates, and he left it Redu Shama. Redu is 210 years, so Yidden were in Mitzrayim for 210 years, and prior to that, 190 years, they were Be'eretz Loy Lohem. Rashi brings it in Chumash as well, that Klal Yisrael is going to have to be in Golus for 400 years until Yetzias Mitzrayim. The year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that was the same year as the Sinas HaTorah on Har Sinai, right? They got out in Nisan. They received the Torah shortly thereafter in Sivan. So it was the same year. Aha. Okay, so we have now 100 years till the birth of Yitzchak, another 400 years until the Nesinus HaTorah in Har Sinai. Ah, so therefore that's all together. The year 2448 is when we had Matan Torah. That being the case, we've now gone overboard on our timeline. We said that Torah starts in year 2000 and goes to 4000. If you're starting now from 2448 until 4000, we are missing 448 years into that second 2000 year period.
But if the others kept calling Torah Kula, then they actually started.
Okay, so that's why we're going to have to make adjustments. But in the meantime, we have to understand the Kasha. So the Kasha is, how does the Gemara say that the second period of 2,000 years it begins from 2,000 until 4,000? It's not true, L'choira, because Matan Torah took place in year 2,448. And that's what the Gemara is saying at this point. Frag the Gemara. Shnei alafim Torah me Amos. When are you going to start counting that? He named Matan Torah means from 2448 ad hashta, meaning until the end of the 4,000 years. Lekakuli high. We certainly don't have 2,000. The chimainus book, because when you look at the figures, you'll see that Nesinus HaTorah Matan Torah was at Trei Alfi uprati dehai alfalu. It wasn't smack at the 2,000 year line. But it was with a lot of prata, meaning the additional 440 years. So Timura, you're right. When are we, the Tana that was referring to this beginning of the 2,000 years, starts his timeline from the Ella Mivies HaNefesh Asher Osu V'choran. This is talking about when Avraham Avinu and Sarai became, they went into the Kiruv and Chinuch profession.
That was in 1948.
1948 was when
Avraham was born.
Exactly. Before you came, we took the liberty of going through some of the numbers because we knew that you would know the numbers by heart, so we tried to preempt you.
Okay.
No problem. Anyways, if you look at Ois 2 of the Torah Ora Shalom, V'yikach Avraham es Sarai ishtav yes loit ben ochem yes kar rechusham asher rechoshu v'yas ha nefesh asher osu b'chorim. What type of nefesh asher osu b'chorim? So Rashi in Chumash tells us, and we have the Nar Gemara here as well, that that's when they were makariv others Tachas Kamfi Yeshchana, and Rashi points out that if you look at the Targum Lashon on the Esa Nefesh Sheosu B'choron Umetargim Minon, the Shibdu Li'Oraisa, they bound them to the Torah. Ah, so this, well, that's when Avraham Avinu started this, or at least when the Torah documents that Avraham Avinu was Mekarev and Mechanech other people to come Tachas Kamfi Yeshchana. Ah, that being the case, what year was that in Avraham Avinu's life? Doesn't say in the Torah. But HaGemara tells us we have a Kabbalah, Ugemiri, Davrom Behishata, Bar Chamshin Vitartahava. Conveniently, he was 52 years old. Ah, since he was born in 1948. If you add 52, what do you get to?
2000.
So that's when the Torah began, not at Matan Torah, at the time that Avraham Avinu started spreading the Torah to the masses. And that's why we start from the timeline of the 2000. And the Gemara explains it again. Kama Batsran, how many years were we missing? In other words, we started off that if you're talking about Matan Torah, it's going to be from 2448. How many years are we missing? Kama Batsran.
448.
Tani Tana, Arba Meya, the Arboim, Utamanya, Shonen Havyan. 248. Yeah?
But the difference was
448. 448, correct. Since we're starting from 2000, you have another 448. Is Kima'inis Pei, Me'anefesh Shosu B'choron, if you make the Cheshvin, not from Matan Torah, and not from Avraham Avinu's birth, but rather from the Esa Nefesh, which when was Avraham Avinu was born, Ad Matan Torah, in other words, from the year 2000 until Matan Torah, which was 2448, you'll find that it's exactly Arba Meya V'Arboim V'Tamani Shan Havim. It's exactly 448, and therefore we have now made up for all of that by saying that we start the second 2000, not from Matan Torah on Sinai, but rather from when Avraham Avinu was 52 years old, which is exactly at the year 2000. Okay, so Amar Papa, Itoi Tanav L'Yoda Prote Kamahav. We go through that same type of cheshbon as before. The Tan is trying to figure out when year 4000 begins. What's the importance of year 4000? Because that's when the second set of 2,000 years ends. We're now into the third set of the Emois HaMashiach. And now the Tana is trying to figure out how many years is it into that, into the third 2,000 year period. L'yodeh prati kamahav. And he's scratching his head, he can't remember. L'shayil l'safra. Let him go and ask a soifer kamo ksiv, how much he wrote in his document. V'nitvi alayu, and let him add to that arboim v'tamni, the number 48. U'mashke chaylechumri, and then he will get his sum, his total.
Now, wait a minute, didn't we just say he's supposed to add 20 years? The safra dated from the Machos Yoban.
What you said is correct. But remember, that was a person that is after the Churban. He's trying to remember which year after the Churban is it. Is it the 10th year after the Churban? Is it the 20th year after the Churban? Is it the 50th year after the Churban? Here we're talking about a person who's trying to figure out how many years we are into the third 2,000 year period. Mm-hmm. Now, when did the second 2,000 year period end? In other words, when did the 2,000 years of Torah, that thing were, first 2,000 years Torah, that ended when Avraham Avinu was 52. Now we continue another 2,000. When does that year end vis-a-vis the Churban Beis HaMikdash? How do I figure that out? Okay, so you see that the long Rashis over here, which are all for homework, and you can go through them, they're straightforward, but they're just long because Rashi goes through all the numbers. Mm-hmm. But it's not difficult to figure out. Let's start now from...
Let's subtract.
Well, let's first add, and then we'll subtract. If, to be able to take off expenses, you first have to have income. Otherwise, you'll be in minus territory. Good. Fine. So we start from Matan Torah. We already concluded a moment ago that Matan Torah took place in the year 2448. How many years later was the Churban Beis HaMikdash? So it doesn't say anywhere befeirish, but we can figure it out on our own. How can we figure it out on our own? Because it says by Shlomo HaMelech that he built the Beis HaMikdash after the passing of David HaMelech. When was the inauguration of the first Beis HaMikdash? So Rashi brings a pasuk in Melachim. It's about 12 lines from the bottom of the Amid. By he, in the 12 lines bottom of the Amid from Rashi. By he, b'shmoinim shana v'arba me'oy shana letzeis b'nei Yisrael. From the 480th, there are 480 years that have passed since Yitzias Mitzrayim, ad v'yivin shloim esabayis. Ah, okay. So now let's take that original year we had was 2448. We're going to add to that now 480. Before we add the 480, that was the building of the first Beis Hamikdash. Now, how long did the first Beis Hamikdash stand? Everybody knows. 410 years. 410 years. Second Beis Hamikdash was longer. Was 420. First Beis HaMikdash is 410. Now, between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a golus of how many years?
70 years.
Oh, so if we take 410, we add the 70, we get 40. To roughly 480. If you add 420 of the second Beis HaMikdash, how much is 480 and 420? 900. So that's 900 years from the beginning, the first day of the first Beis HaMikdash, until the final day of the second Beis HaMikdash. However, we're starting now from not from the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about going back all the way to Matan Torah. Mm-hmm. Going back to Matan Torah, we have to add to these 900, right? We just got 900. Right? That was a lady. 410, 70 is 480, another 420 is 900. But now we have to remember that from the times of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was the same time as Matan Torah, how many years had passed? 480 years. That was the 480 that we had in the pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech. Mm-hmm. So now let's add 480 to 900. That should get us to 1380. 1380. Now, for convenience, Rabbi Yisai, let's hit the number up by 20 years so we shouldn't have to deal with difficult numbers. Let's make it 1400. We're going to take off the 20 years in a moment. Please don't be noticed. Meantime, let's just hit it up to 1400 years. So that means 1400 years, really 1380 years from the times of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, which means Matan Torah, until the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so if we added now 1400 to the year of Matan Torah, when was Matan Torah? In the year 2448. If we add now 1400 to 2448, you'd get to 3848. Right? You start at 2448. 448. At 1400, mm-hmm. you're going to get to 3848. But it's not really 3848 because we hit it up. We have to take off 20, is it really 3828? So from the Briyas HaOlam until Chorban Beis HaMikdash was 3828. How do you get to 3? Could you just review that for me one more time? Yes, because in 2448, from Briyas HaOlam, from Adam HaRishon, 2448, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Matan Torah. Now we've added to that another 1380 years. Where did you get the 1380 from? Because you had the 480 until they built the Beis HaMikdash, and from the time of the building of the Beis HaMikdash until the Churban of the Tzvoi Beis HaMikdash, we had 900 more years. So 900 plus the 480 was 1380. We hit it up to make it 1400. We added that to 2448, and that gives us 3848. We have to take off 20, so it's 3828. So now we're in the year 3828. Now it's the Churban Beis HaMikdash. I want to start counting the third of the 2,000 years, meaning when will the second 2,000 years end? Okay, so since the end of the 2,000 years means at year 4,000, and at the moment I'm at year 3828.
You need 172.
You need 172 years to get you all the way to mm-hmm. year 4,000. Good. So I happen to be now in year, I am now into the beginning of the third 2,000 years, and I'm trying to remember what year is it into the third 2,000 years. Is it year 10? Is it year 20? Is it year 50? I am all confused and I cannot remember. So I go to my local Sofer and I see in the Sofer's document how much did he write in his document. So, anybody have any suggestions? Yes. Hello. Good morning.
So it's 3828 is Churban Bayis from the creation of the world.
Correct, that's correct.
Okay,
we have 172 years left from then to year 4000.
Right.
Good. Let's assume now we're going to go 20 years after the 4000. No, it's year 4020. But I cannot remember that it's 20 years. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go to my local Sofer. What is he going to write in his document?
Oh, he puts down every year that he...
He's going to start with, remember, from Malchus Yavon.
Which was 180 years before Churban Bayis.
No, which was...
380 years before Churban Bayis. What you're thinking of is when the Romans took over was 180, but the Malchus Yavon is 380.
It's a little confusing.
Why do you think I told you you have to put in your thinking caps? I told you it's going to be a lot of calculation. Good. So it's 380 years. We start with the Malchus Yavon. Now that's very good if you're going until the Churban Beis HaMikdash. However, we're now going to the year 4000. To get to the year 4000, we're going to have to add to the 380 an additional 172 years. If you add 380 plus 172, you come up with roughly 552. So he is writing in his document 552, but that's at the time of the 4,000 year period. Let's assume we're now in year 4,020. So we're now adding an additional 20 years. And I, the Tana, cannot remember. I am so confused with all of these numbers. How am I going to remember whether this is year 20, whether it's year 18, whether it's year 22? I just can't remember. Go to your local Sofer. What is the Sofer writing in his document? He's writing 572. How do you get 572? Because we had 380 years until the Churban Bayis, and then we added another 172 years to get to year 4000. So now we're at 552. Now, let's assume, just an arbitrary number, 20 years after that 4,000 period began. Mm-hmm. So if I add now, what is the Sofer going to be writing in his document? 572. Okay, now me, the Tana, I can't remember what year this is. Take the 572 and add to it 48. If you add 48 to 572, let's add 8 to 572. 48 to 572.
Oh, to 572, you get 620.
620. Good. Now, what year was it really that year? It was year 20. So just take off the big number, because remember, everybody knows the big numbers. We just have to remember the small number. And it's year 20. So what I did was, I added to the Sofer's number 48, and I got to, Baruch Hashem, my 20. Okay, so people say, that 20, they don't like that. Let's start again. Let's go now to year 50, Lamashal. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's 50 years into the third, I don't want to say third mm-hmm. millennium, but the third mm-hmm. group of the 2,000 years. So it's now year 4,030. Right. And I, poor little Tan, I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to figure out this, the year 30? Is it 29? Is it 30 or 31? I go to my local cipher. What did my local cipher write in his document? Okay, so until the Churban Eir Bayis, he would always write from the time of Malchus Yavam, which is 380. Now when we got to year 4,000, we had to add 172 years to that, so we got 552. Now this year is now 50 years into the 4,000, so year 4,050. Mm-hmm. So if you're adding 50 to the 552, how much will get you to?
You get
602. Now I, the poor guy, I can't remember, I just can't remember. Take 602, add 48, says Rabbi Papa.
650!
650. I remove the 6, because everybody knows the big numbers, and I have it here 50.
Perfect.
So that's going back to the Gemara. Omra Papa, itoi tana v'l'yoda proti kamav. I can't remember the prat. L'shay l'safra, he should go and ask his local sofer kamav kosa, what did he write in his documents? The nitfi olayu, and add to it, arboin v'tamni, the number 48. And then he'll get his total. That year is year 50 or 20, whatever the cheshbon was, like we spoke about. The simonich, what is the simon? Arboim shmoina ir. What's arboim shmoina ir? This is referring to the Orei Halviyim, that they had 48 cities altogether. For those of you who want to see the pasuk in its entirety, number one, kala orim ashetitnu lalviyim arboim ushmoina ir. SMDS Migashem. That's really 42 exclusive Ori Elvim, and then there were 6 with Ori Miklat, 48 altogether. Ah, very good. So just take, ask the Sofer, look at his documents, add 48, and presto, I will now know how many years we are into the third period of the 2,000 years. The Toy Safa, what happens to the Sofer? Never can't remember. So Nishayel Tani should ask the Tana Kamak Tani, how much is it? How much are you saying the year is? And just subtract 48. This way he will have his total. And again, to remember who is subtracting and who is adding, the simonich, same as we said on the Amud Aleph, the safra betzira, the soifu has to write with tremendous meticulous care. In which respect? That, for instance, if it's a, what we would normally write as a long word, but the mesoida is to shorten it by taking out a vav or taking out a yud, etc. So the sofer is always shortening. Well, the Tana Tzayisvah, and the Tana is always adding, because he's learning not only the Mishnayis and the Braises, but also the Tzayisvah. With this, we've concluded that shtikla. Now we come into a new set of calculations, and this refers to the Shemitah year. Shemitah already started at the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. However, we are now only cheshbening from the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash. That's all we need to know for our purposes, so we shouldn't get more confused than is absolutely necessary. And Rashi tells us that when the second Beis HaMikdash was Churban in the year 420, the prior year, which was year 419 of the second Beis HaMikdash, was the final Shemitah during the time that the Beis HaMikdash was standing. So therefore, in the 420th year, that was already Matzoi Shemitah. That was the first year into the new Shemitah Cheshvan. Okay. So Zokrav Huna Brei Vishu, Hayman Dela Yoda Kama Shoni B'Shavu Hu Oimed. He's trying to explain to somebody else, what year are we in within the seven-year Shemitah cycle? What he should do is, Nitfi Chad Shata, he should first add 1 year, and v'nachshav kloli biyoyvli uprati bishvui, etc. Now, before we continue on, let's just focus on this nitfi chad shot. It is now 5 years, 10 years, 20 years after the Churban HaBayis, and someone asks you, "Tell me, what year are we in Shemitah?" Which always you have to do is
Shemitah year.
I'm sorry,
Shemitah year.
the years of the Shemitah. In other words, every Shemitah cycle is 7 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I want to know, when's the next Shemitah going to be? So is it now, are we in the second year, or in the fourth year, or the fifth year, the sixth year? Sure. And I cannot remember. So what do I do now? So Haiman de lo yoda kama shani b'shavua hu oimid. He doesn't remember whether in the third year of the Shemitah cycle, in the fourth year. What he should do is nitvi chachat. First he should go and add the number one. Why does he add the number one? Because since the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, people presumably knew how many years it was since the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and since in the final year of the Beis HaMikdash standing, that was in year 420 of the second Beis HaMikdash, that was the first year of the new Shemitah. So now the next year, which is the first year post the new Beis HaMikdash, which is the first year of the Chorban, that's already year number two. Ah, so everybody remembered more or less when the Chorban Beis HaMikdash was. So if it was the first year of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, it was automatically the second year of the Shemitah cycle. And if it was the fifth year of the since the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, it was the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. So all you have to do is each time add 1 year. That's the first calculation, which is very straightforward. Now, but we're not done yet. If it was only, you know, 5 years or 10 years after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, okay. What happens if it's L'moshel, the art school gives an example of 520 years after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And we're trying to, okay, so now normally you would say just go and divide it by 7. But this is totally in a big machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and between the Chachamim. What is their machloikis? Exactly.
How many?
Exactly. So let's, we don't need that Yovel was actually being practiced, because Yovel has not been in practice now since the times of the Beis HaMikdash. You have to have Roiv Klal Yisrael Shruim Bad Masa. But we do need it for purposes of calculating the Shemitah. There's a machlokes whether Shemitah Bezman is there's D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. Most poskim hold that it's only D'Rabbanan. Nevertheless, but we do need to know the Yovel just in terms of the Cheshbonis. Whether we pass him like Reb Yehuda, we pass him like the Chacham. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference between the Chacham and Reb Yehuda? The Chacham are very, very easy. And what they say is, you count every, starting from year one of your century, mm-hmm. you count 7 years and 14 years and 21 right. years mm-hmm. for all of your Shemitahs until you get to year 49. 49, that's mm-hmm. the end of a seven cycle of seven Shemitahs. And then the next year is year 50, which is Yovel year.
Right.
Done. In year 51, we start counting yet once again from the beginning, mm-hmm. year one. So in other words, in year 51, we count one, and one will Shemitah be again. The final Shemitah will end in 99,
right.
and Yovel will be in year 100. Okay? Mm-hmm. So therefore, in every 100 years, by definition, you always have
two
full cycles of Shemitah. So therefore, you don't really need to know too much. All you need to know is that every 100 years, so let's say for now 520 years after the Chorban HaBayis, and I just want to pinpoint what year of the 7 year cycle am I in, I don't really have to worry about the first 500, mm-hmm. because by definition,
it washes out,
exactly. So then I only have to worry about if I'm 20 years after that 500, then I have to start making my calculations. But that's if you hold like the Chum. What happens if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds that year 50, as you heard from Brother Barry before, is the Kan Ulekan,
mm-hmm.
which means when we hit year 50, you don't just say, okay, we take a break now, and let's wait for Shemitah again starting year 51. Year 50 is wearing two hats. Number one, it's the Yovel year. And number two, it's the first year
yep.
of the second group of 7 years, mm-hmm. not second group, but the next cycle of the Shavua, meaning of the Shemitah cycle. So therefore, what happens is, end of 49, we finished seven cycles. Year 50, we start now the eighth cycle, the next cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen now? At the end of every 100 years, we're going to have 49 years plus 49 years of two times Shemitah cycles, and we're going to have two extra years.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the Chacham would say, we don't have any extras at the end, because as you said, it's all a wash, because in the Yovel year, we're done with those first seven. And then in year 100, we're done with the second seven. No. We're going to have two extra days. Not extra days, two extra years. Why do we have two extra years? Because if you want to go through the Pratim, year 50 will start the second group of 50 years. What's going to happen is, count now from year 50 and add 49 years to the previous. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to get to year
98.
Well, really, we shouldn't do that. Let's start from year 50 when we count year 1 to 50th year. Because we want to get to the next Yovel. When will the next Yovel be? That will be in year 99. Because if you add 50 to the preceding 49, it's year 99, right? That's good. That 99, however, is not just a Yovel year.
It's the first
year, the first year of the next cycle. Mm-hmm. Oh, how many more years do you have in that century? You have two. You have year 99, which will be the first year. And you have year 100, which will be the second year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very straightforward. Okay,
so
but
the rule is the Yovel year counts as the first year of the...
According to Chachamim, no. That Yovel year ends this whole 50-year cycle. That's why
it's easier computation with the Chacham.
Chacham is much easier, because every 100 years, you know, I have two Yovels, and I know I had 14 cycles of Shemitah, and I'm done. Contribute, you always have a two-year remainder after that, because you're counting 49, you're counting 49, and Yovel just kind of gets swallowed in the middle, because we call year 50, which is really year one of the next 49, we call it Yovel. Okay, so it has a second title, it's wearing a second hat.
So 196.
I mean, if you keep on adding, for sure. So now what the Gemara tells us is, this price or this discussion is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what we're going to do is, we're going to add now, for every one of the 100 years, two more years to my cheshbon to figure out when is Shemitah. Because at the end of 100 years, I'm already into the second year, and when I hit year 101, I'm already into the third year. It's not like the Chacham, oh, we start from scratch. After 100, we start from 1 again. No, continuing in from 3 and 4 and 5. So again, the Arzal gives an example, so I'll share that example with you. It's year 520 after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Since it's 520 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we have to take now the 500 years, and we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to that, it's a two-year remainder in every one of the 5 years. So 5 times 2 gets it to 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. So now we have 10. Now we said it's a 520th year. Don't forget, Rabbeisai, we had that 1 year that we have to add that we said before. Why do we have to add it? Because the Churban was in the second year of the Shemitah, and I know how many years it's been since the Churban. It's 520, but that's really 521 years into the new Shemitah cycle, right? Because the 1 year in between. Fine. So now of the 521, take the 5, I convert that now into 10 years because I have 2 for each century according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. So now I'm down to 21 plus 10. Yeah. Now I get to 31. Of that 31, I will divide that 31 by 7. 7 into 31 gets you 4 times 28. And now in my third year of the Shemitah cycle.
28, now you're
28 from 31. 31 minus 28 leaves you with 3 years. So I'm now in the third year of my Shemitah cycle. So that's...
There's an easier computation. Just divide by 7.
Right.
And then you get the fraction you multiply by 7.
You're right. L'choir, we could have done that. And unfortunately, talk about that. Why don't we just divide it by 7? The Gemara said, because this gets us into Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan issues, because according to Rabbanan, if you just divide 100 years by 7, then it doesn't work, because it's 14 with a remainder of 2. It's just 14, because there's no remainder of 2. We have the 2 Yovels. Mm-hmm. So he wants to go and give what they consider to be an easy way of calculation, mm-hmm. according to Rabbi Yehuda.
They didn't have calculators on their iPhones then. It was an early version of the iPhone.
Exactly. So just quickly, going through the words again, this is the fourth line. I can't remember what's the year of the Shemitah. Nitfi Chadshah. First, add 1 year because of that differential between the Churban and Shemitah. V'nachshav kloli biyovli. The big numbers, cheshbon it based on yovels in that 100 years. Uprati b'shvui. And then the prati, you just make like 7 years of the Shemitah cycle. V'nishkal mimeyatrei. Go and take for every 100 years 2, because it's going to Rabbi Yehuda. V'nishdi aprati and throw it onto the prat. And then after you've added the additional 2 years per 100, in our example was year 520, I'm adding 5 times 2, I'm adding 10 to the 20, and I'm adding 1 to the 20, like we had before, so it's 31. And this way he'll know exactly what year we are in the Shemitah cycle. Now each time you're going to forget, how am I going to remember to constantly add 2 years per 100? Simonich. The remember it is always add 2 years for each 100 years.
You should live so long. To count two for every 100.
But not to count two, to count 100. Very good. And hopefully we'll leave till 120, and then you'll be able to count two plus the additional 20.
It's too complicated.
Okay, it's too complicated, but halavai, we should all live that.
What happens when you're 120? What do you say?
Have a good day. Reb Chanina. Now, this is the final cheshbon till the bottom of the Yomid. So, Baruch Hashem, we've gotten through most of our calculations. We're not finished yet, Rabbi Yisai. So, still hold on to your seatbelts. Reb Chanina. Achar arba meyoiz lechurban habayis. When it's 400 years after the Chorban, im yoim lecha odem kach sode shove elef dinrin v'dinner echad loitikach. What Reb Chanina is telling us emphatically, and what the next price that we're going to have on the next line will tell us with similar emphasis, is the emuna that Mashiach is on its way and it's almost there was so strong. If someone were to go and offer you after the 400th year since the Chorban HaBayis, if a person tells you, Kach sode shove elef dinrim, you see the property here in the corner of 91st Street? That's worth 1,000 dinrim. Clearance sale, I'm going to send the seller to you, bedinner echad, for one dinner. You're going to save 999 dinrim.
You get one good dinner.
One good dinner. Right, and it's here with a 7-course meal. But the point is that you can get a wonderful deal. 1,000 dinrim of real estate for one dinner. Loi tikach, don't bother taking it. Mm-hmm. Why? Because a day after the closing, a week after closing, Mashiach will be here, and you say, what do I need this chutz la'aretz real estate? I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to be in the Binyan HaBayis. I'm going to be there for the inauguration, for the coronation, then the new king, and the Melech Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money because of the fact Mashiach is almost here. Unfortunately, as you see, like the Morris and the Yomid Aleph, Bam Resein Horabim, we are still waiting. But that was their Munah and Bitochen at that time. Now, this is what Reb Chanina said. Basnisa Tana, something very similar in terms of the dating. He says the same emphatic statement that we just had, but the dating is different, and then we're going to have to try to see how the two calculations work. Sisatona Achar Arbas Alofim Umasayim Ushloishim the Achashana Labrias Oilam. After 4,231 years Labrias Oilam, and Yom Lecha Odom, if a person tells you now, since we're already into the 5,000, right? We have finished the 4,000. We're now into 4,231. So obviously we're now into that final 1,000, which we said are the Yemois HaMashiach years. If someone tells you, in Yom Lecha Odom, Kach Lecha Sode, Shove, Elef, Dinner, Medinner, Echad, same bargain, 1,000 dinner property for one dinner, Altikach, don't waste your time, don't be nourished, don't throw out your money. We're all moving to Eretz Yisrael within a day, within a week, within a month. So both of these statements are exactly the same, except for the timing. Mai benayu. What's the difference in the years that Reb Chanina was referring to and the years that the Brice is referring to? Okay, so let's try to do the cheshbon on our own. Let's go back to Reb Chanina. Achar arba meyois lechurban habayis. After 400 years of the churban habayis. So now, 400 the churban habayis. What year is that now into the 3,000 years?
38, 28 plus.
Okay, so remember that the Chorban HaBayis was 172 years before year 4,000, right? 172. As you said, 38, 28, you add 172, you get to the year 4,000. So, Miyayim Lecha Odom Kach Sode Shav Elef, when is this? He's saying that in Arba Meyois Lechorban HaBayis. It's the 400th year since the Chorban HaBayis. Okay, so now from that 400 years of the Chorban HaBayis, we have to figure out what year is that into the from the original Odom Rishon's time for Bria Sa'olam. And as you said correctly before, that the Chorban HaBayis was in year 3828. Okay, which means it's still 172 years before the third 2,000 year period begins. Mm-hmm. Right? Everybody agrees with that? Good. So now it's 400 after the Chorban HaBayis. Let's take that 400 and subtract 172, and that will tell us how many years we are into that third 2,000th year. So if we take 400 and we subtract 172.
228.
Yeah, Maskim? Okay. So we are now into year 4,228. That's 400 years after the Korban HaBayis. And since you said before that Korban HaBayis was in year 3828, if you add 400 to 3828, that gets us to 4228, right? The second Brisa, however, said, Arboa Salafim, Umasayim Ushloishim V'achas, 4231. So Reb Chanina was saying, in year 4228, somebody gives you this bargain sale, throw it away, tell them to waste your time. Masisa Tana, not in year 4228, but in the year 4231. How many years later is 4231 after 4228?
3 years.
Zokti Yomara, might be now, Ikbenayu Tlashonin, 3 years. To Masnisa Tafya Tlashoni, the Baraisa goes 3 years beyond Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina went to year 4228. Don't buy this bargain sale. Don't waste your money. And the Baraisa, 3 years had already elapsed, unfortunately, the Beis HaMikdash didn't come yet, but it's going to come any moment. Mm-hmm. 3 years later, 4231, somebody offers you a bargain sale. Don't bother. Just ignore
it. Why does the Baraisa add 3 years to the count?
It doesn't say why. The Gemara is just telling us that this is what it said in the Braisa, 4231. Now, if you ask my personal opinion why, presumably this Braisa was written in year 4230 or 4231 after Reb Chanina's deadline. And it said, no, unfortunately, Reb Chanina's deadline did not come true. Unfortunately, not yet. But it's going to come any minute. We're now up to 4231. Don't bother buying these bargain sales, because Mashiach will be here in next day and next week.
Way after the time of the Brises, though, it doesn't make sense to me. 400 years after the Korban Bayis was already in the end of the time of the final Amalei.
So it's a predicting. In other words, it's saying we know the Kabbalah.
It's
forecasting, etc. Okay. So that's 4231.
So we shouldn't buy a land anywhere.
According to this Gemara, that's
right. And not in New York anymore.
Anyway, Tlashon and the Masnisa says Tafyish Tlashoni. So the difference between Reb Chanina's Cheshvan and the Cheshvan of the Brisa is 3 years. And with this, we conclude for today, Rabbi Yisai.